The name of them?
Yes.
You're going to be looking for something like a double tenant house that you have years ago.
All right. What do you what kind of building house, what kinds of buildings house several or many families?
An apartment.
All right. Do you know of another name that is given to that other than an apartment?
Condominium.
With reference to houses. You know, where you have buildings with several families, you know. Well, let's go back to the shotgun houses, and of course, you have several of them listed there. What would you call those? You had several shotgun houses along here. What would you call those? And possibly that I might not have the same idea in mind. I might be throwing you a bit.
Yeah,
I was looking for
a complex.
A row house.
A row house.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can you distinguish for me, please, an apartment building from a tenement?
An apartment building from a tenement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I can't remember.
All right, what do you call a large building in which the residents own the building and share the expense of maintenance? In other words, they're basically buying it.
Oh, a co-op?
No, you have a large number of them. Now, a lot of people are buying them now.
Condominiums?
Uh-huh. Do you know what the meaning condo means?
I'm afraid not.
What do you call an apartment occupying an entire level of a building? You know, a number of people in the northern states have them.
A flat.
Okay. Most apartment buildings have a man who does certain minor plumbing and electrical repair. What is he called? Most apartment buildings have a man who does certain minor plumbing and electrical repair. What is he called?
Custodian.
Anything else? There's also usually one tenant in the building who works closely with the owners, help other tenants show vacant apartments to prospective renters, and perhaps does minor repair as well.
What are these apartment managers?
Manager, superintendent.
Superintendent.
All right.
Now, they describe these things a little awkward.
Well, now, we're going to talk about equipment that you need to take care of your yard and garden. All right, the machinery that you use to cut your grass is called a what?
A lawnmower.
All right, now we use what kind of lawnmower? More so than we did years back.
Gasoline.
And
electric.
Okay. What other types of lawnmowers do they have that make it convenient for people to cut their grass?
What other type?
Yeah, that makes it much more convenient for cutting grass than it did at one time. People don't mind doing it this way.
You mean you're riding more?
A large.
Riding more.
Okay. Now, to talk about some of the things with reference to your garden, taking care, maintaining, and preparing a garden, what is the machine called that you use to break the ground?
A garden?